We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, you know, it was a good run for the Woolly Kid, but I think the Sully Kid just he swooped in and
knocked it out of the park,
kicked him out. Yep, he's done.
Oh yeah, so that's everybody it. Will be watching Jay-Z, Jordan Zimmerman tonight for the Tigers, right, against the Red Sox. Oh no, everybody will be watching the draft. I would like to know. Can you get this? The little TV numbers. I would like to know if the ratings spike here in Detroit. Right around 9:20 or so when the Lions are supposed to pick.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, like, how much do they spike?
Wait, are you talking about with the Tigers game or with the draft?
No, the draft. Like, the draft, how much it spikes. Because I know we joked about the NFL draft being, you know, Detroit Lions fans, Super Bowl and stuff.
I don't think it is anymore.
Well,
but, okay.
No, I guarantee you the numbers will. This is the highest pick they've had in a while. I think there's a lot of intrigue. All of a sudden, I noticed because I put in the Detroit News today that I think it'll be Brian Burns, the edge rusher from Florida State.
Oh, did you just blow that?
Yeah. Oh, no. But no, that's Wojo, not Wojo Domus. Wojo
Domus is going to be different potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But then I see that Mel Kiper and Todd McShay must read the Detroit News because then later today, they both came out with Brian Burns, which leads me to believe that now it's not going to be him because that means there's misinformation flooding the market, right? And I didn't get misinformation. I just did some deductive reasoning.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I do, right?
Look,
that's how I roll.
My reasoning has been, and it started, I don't know, a little over a week ago, thinking that maybe, just maybe, linebacker would end up being the play. Because if you remember last year, it was Will Hernandez. That's got to be the guy. Even Wojo and Wojo Domus, if I'm not mistaken, both had Will Hernandez going to the Lions in the first round, right?
It would be an offensive lineman of some sort.
There you go.
And it was.
Sure. I mean, if you want to correct yourself to make yourself feel better, that's fine. But yeah. Frank Ragnow had no clue. Didn't end up coming and visiting.
Although at the very
Allen Park,
end,
I don't believe, right?
There were some people at the very end that said the Vikings were going to grab him with the very next pick, that it wasn't an out of the blue. For those in the know, it wasn't out of the blue.
Okay. Either way, the Lions didn't tip their hand.
No, they don't.
And to me, I kind of, because the linebacker thing hasn't really been discussed, whether it be, say, Devin White falls, you know, say Devin Bush is there, I just, with the upgrades they've made on the defensive line, doesn't adding another active linebacker make lot of sense?
I'd be okay with that. I just want, the one word I cannot get out of my head, and Bob Quinn has said it numerous times, but we've all said it, is playmaker. He has done a decent job of building up the core of the Lions. Like, they have a solid defensive line and the makings of a solid offensive line, but playmaker, difference maker. And even though I really think Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman from Alabama, would be a fine pick at number 8, too safe. I think at the number 8 pick, that's where you find a playmaker. And Brian Burns had 24 sacks and 3 years at Florida State, had like 7 defensed passes last year. So he drops into coverage. He's versatile, played at a power program, a little skinny for a defensive end, but he's 6'5".
That's the easiest thing to add, though, is a little bit of bulk.
Okay, I mean, exactly.
The entire offseason.
Right.
Yeah.
So to me, it makes sense. And as the day has unfolded, I've started to think it makes too much sense.
Uh-oh.
That's where Wojo Domus will come into play.
You know
play.
What Woj is going to do? He's going to channel Wojo Domus coming up at 6:34, okay?
Come up with a different name so I have 2 on the board? No, it's
You're going to get your little information, and then if you're wrong, the moment that it happens, you're going to go into your little column, and you're going to edit it out and put the Lions pick there. And be like, well, what? See, Wojo told you. I mean,
that's what the internet is for. You can correct mistakes, correct? Absolutely. No, it's going to be interesting. And I'll tell you the thing I'm most interested in. Well, not most. Second most. Will Arizona punt on the tiny little quarterback at number 1? Will they punt on Kyler Murray?
Do you ever miss an opportunity to dog Kyler Murray or Zion Williamson?
No. I'm not dogging him. He's a great little quarterback. I'm dogging people that went bonkers over him. And Arizona's already found out that it wasn't so easy to trade Josh Rosen if they poked around about that, right?
Well, okay, that's the thing that I guess I'm having trouble with here. And look, we have, what, 2 hours now until the NFL draft officially gets underway. Lions fans, I mean, do you have a pick in mind? Are you okay if it ends up being Burns? That seems to be the sexy pick here, you know, last minute. The phone number is 248-539-9797. But with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, if they were going to take Kyler Murray, wouldn't Josh Rosen have already been traded?
I think they probably got very underwhelming offers. And maybe it's forcing their hand.
But wouldn't the offers end up being worse after you draft Kyler Murray? Because then teams, I mean, they already think they know that they, you know, they got you, you know, that you're taking a quarterback, so you want to unload Josh Rosen. I don't have to give you a second round pick or a third round pick, whatever. If you take Kyler Murray, what? Could Josh Rosen go for a fourth? I mean, potentially even, you know,
no.
What I mean? It lessens the value.
I don't know. As teams always need a quarterback, as injuries or something happen, his value would rise, I think, especially because he probably wouldn't be playing and throwing interceptions. But the other thing about real quick on the Cardinals, Arizona taking Kyler Murray, is are you really going to turn over everything about your franchise to the little coach who won squat in college, Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah, but he's dating Holly Saunders.
Fine.
He's a good man in my book.
Okay, we give you everything and you're allowed to take the shortest quarterback ever drafted in the history of the NFL? Are they really going to do that? That's why I think there's some pause on Josh Rosen.
The moment that they committed to Cliff Kingsbury, who was... He was slated to be USC's offensive coordinator next year when they hired him, okay? After he got fired at Texas Tech. The moment they did that, though, they committed to him. They committed to how he was going to go about doing this, what would potentially be the best path forward. And I'm sorry, I like Josh Rosen in the right system. I think he can be a quality NFL quarterback. But Kyler Murray is clearly a better fit for what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. Is that fair?
But what is the fit? He was 45-50 in college with supposedly a great scheme. And Kyler Murray's 5'10", all right? You can find a fit who's taller.
With Texas Tech, the offense was always dangerous, okay? And two, at Texas Tech, it's very difficult to recruit and get the elite-level talent, okay? You could be a great offensive mind.
I don't know. I saw them play in the national championship game this year. Oh, that was basketball. Well, that's... Point taken.
My point is. No, look, it is kind of funny, isn't it? Texas Tech football, it's all about offense, and then Texas Tech basketball, it's just, whoa, defense,
yeah.
The dynamic of it. I get what you're saying, I do, putting all your eggs in, but the eggs are already in. The moment you hired Cliff Kingsbury, it was going to hit or miss based on Cliff Kingsbury getting the right quarterback to work with.
So let me ask you this,
and
Lions
by the way,
fans.
Well, if you are a Lions fan, you want Kyler Murray to go number one. You want as many quarterbacks to go number one as humanly possible before you.
No, that's true. You don't want them to grab a good defensive player.
Exactly,
and then there's a run on defensive players. I agree.
If Murray's not the guy, he might not go before the Lions end up picking.
He might go until the fourth round.
Ooh, the last. Okay,
please. Now, okay, and on the Lions stuff, and we'll take your calls on the draft or the Lions thing, 248-539-9797. Are you fine with the Brian Burns mania that has stirred to life here on the final day? Or does part of you, and I would just describe him to you, 6'5", Florida State, speed rush end, very fast. Or at this stage, were you sort of thinking, no, I was sort of warming to the idea of the tight end. I'd actually rather have the tight end. Because I must admit, some of the reaction I got to my column, and I've seen on other things.
My column. Yeah.
People seemed a little bit down on the Burns thing. Maybe because they hadn't heard that much about it. I heard somebody call into the little crazy Italian show and say, like, Burns are ridiculous. I'm out if it's Brian. Or maybe it was the Crash and Croc show. I forget. But they said, I'm out if it's Brian Burns. I'm like, what?
I do think that's just a product of, boy, we haven't heard of this guy or heard about this guy with the Lions and, you know, being as high as number eight in a while. Or really at all until a couple days ago.
And the early mocks, like, he was, like, top 100 prospects. I would look back, like, 2 months ago. He was, like, in the low 20s. As far as overall prospects, and now you take him at eight, but a lot of players rise. Where was Devin Bush at the start of the process? And now look where he is.
He's been a fast riser. I don't know. I think an impact linebacker, take some pressure off Jarrad Davis, find a way to use both of them together. Maybe Devin White, who knows? I think Devin White is a better player.
There, though, do you?
I agree. I don't think he's going to fall there. But just in general, I could see that being the case. But maybe people are weirded out that last minute, all of a sudden, everyone's all over Burns. And it's just like, whoa, who?
Don't be weirded out. People are here to guide you through this.
I like this ticket text, 97136. I hope the Cardinals draft Murray, trade Rosen, and Murray changes his mind and plays baseball. Actually, that would be a guaranteed win for the Lions opening week, right? They play the Cardinals to open up the season?
Yes, they do.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
yes,
so actually,
they do.
That would be great for the Lions.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah. You know, would be very... Well, no, I guess it couldn't happen, unfortunately. Unless, say, they don't go with Murray number one, and Murray falls, and the Lions pass on him at 8.
Yeah.
And then he goes late first round, somebody trades up, and then he ends up just... killing the Lions next year.
Why do you keep thinking of doomsday scenarios?
Oh, it's just funny. I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
That's what happens. Like, I heard your former partner, Jamie, on the little Jamie and Stoney show this morning.
Sure, yeah. With Heather Sparks.
He made a comment of, I think we can all agree that if TJ Hockenson comes to the Lions, he's going to be a total bust. But if he goes to the Jaguars, he's going to be Gronk.
No, I actually sort of agree with that.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take your calls. And when we return, I'm going to give you one more nugget. Because, again, I have not been told anything. Please, I'm not playing that game.
Come on, sources. No, come on, let's break the news.
But I have done some very deductive reasoning, looked deep into things that have been said and done in the past. And there's one little clue that really nudged me towards Brian Burns. The defensive one little clue of how Bobby Q operates.
Let's see, Florida State. Oh, yeah. Is there any connection? Oh, you got me. I don't know. All right. We'll get to that coming
up.
248-539-9797. That's actually a great point. Ticket text 97136. We'll get to some of your feedback coming up. Love to hear from Lions fans. A draft less than 2 hours away, baby. Finally. God, I'm so sick and tired of this buildup. 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.